Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea. I've got my lucky Seahawks cup today. They play on Sunday night. Sit back and let's chat about what's going on in the astrology for the day. And also, this is Friday, so we're going to take a look ahead at the weekend. And trust me, I was having trouble finding things to talk about for the weekend. It's one of those rare sort of weekends where there isn't a lot happening up in the stars. That doesn't mean there isn't anything happening. It just means there's not a lot happening. And maybe that's something well-deserved for us in the midst of the crazies of the holiday, the season of craziness, the season of love, but the season of craziness as everybody's hustling and bustling around and trying to get their presents bought, their dinners purchased and ready to go. So good morning, everybody that's checking in. I see Laura and Amy. Good morning to you too. Laura, I haven't seen you in a while, so it's great to see you. And Amy, always nice to see you. I'm going to start in a different order this morning in terms of what we're going to talk about. Sure, we have Friday, we have Saturday, and we have Sunday to talk about. But we also need to talk about what is happening from the human design sun. And I thought it was a perfect setup for where we're headed through the rest of today being the moon in Aries, most of Saturday with the moon in Aries, and followed by the very quiet on Sunday. Well, Sunday's got a lot of transits going on, but Neptune is the primary one, and that creates that sort of whiplash feeling where we go from the activity and the action and the optimism and excitement of fire to the energy of the moon in Earth, but in the sun, it's fire squaring water. So let's talk about some of the tools we have that we can use to work through the challenges. And the sun just so happens to be at a gate right now in your human design called the gate of rhythm. And it speaks to timing and how timing is timing is out of our hands, that it's really about natural cycles of time, divine right timing, and requires patience on our part to move through those trying times. So let me say a last good morning here to Mimi and Colleen and Asa and Linda. Dennis, nice to see you. And Christine Erickson, wonderful to see you as well. And I'm going to start then with the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook by Rosie Aronson. And she has written this book as well. There are the cards that lead us through the 64 faces. The 64 faces coming from the 64 gene keys in the book, The Gene Keys by Richard Rudd. So here we are today. We are dealing with the energy of patience. Doesn't he look like a sweet man? Very patient and kind. Deliberate almost, and patience is card number 5. It is also the gate 5 or the gene key 5. In your human design, it sits on the sacral center, the red square if you're a manifesting generator or generator, the white square toward the bottom just above the root center if you are a projector, reflector, or manifester. So right now, this gate is in action for all of us. So let's read about it. It says, patience is about trust. If you trust in life, you will trust life in every moment, even the challenging moments. And in so doing, you will always remain in the flow. So we are in the gate 5 where the gift is patience. The shadow is impatience and the city is timelessness. Here we go, the wisdom story. When I was a young man, I was always in a hurry. My breath was shallow and my nerves on edge. Raise your hand if that's been something you've been dealing with, shallow breath and nerves on edge. No matter how things seemed on the outside, I always felt that something was wrong on the inside. I owned a small grocery store but had my sights on something bigger. I believed that if I didn't make things happen, they wouldn't. Sounds like that's something endemic to the West, actually. I believed that if I didn't make things happen, they wouldn't. My destiny was all up to me. Time was running out and I was failing. There were times when I was so impatient and desperate for my business to grow that I became very pushy. So pushy that my staff quit, suppliers refused to work with me, and customers stopped coming. In my despair, I became consumed with pessimism, believing nothing would ever work out for me, no matter how hard I tried. But then one evening when I was sitting alone and wondering whether I should give it all up, a kind old man knocked on the gate. He held the Book of Changes in one hand and a tiny tree in the other. So beautiful it glowed. I let him in, and the two of us sat down together and talked for hours. I lost track of all time. Next thing I knew, I was agreeing to become his apprentice and learn the sacred arts of the I Ching divination and Penjing, which is Chinese bonsai. That was many years ago. Now I can laugh as I acknowledge just how much patience it took me to learn patience, how many times my master had to remind me to slow down, breathe deeply, and accept whatever was happening in my life. There was no need to manipulate, conquer, or collapse. He taught me to treasure nature's flow with the seasons, and that a similar perfect and orderly rhythm lived and moved in my own soul. Yin would always turn to yang, and yang would always return to yin. Patience paid off. My teacher and the trees taught me to trust in life, to honor each moment, even the hardest, most painful ones. Now my life is simple, and I often enjoy the most delicious states of timelessness. My gift to you. It is time to soften your shoulders and relax your breath. Get quiet. Listen to your own heartbeat. There is nothing you have to do right now. Life is deeply intelligent. Its timing is impeccable. It always knows what's best for you. And you, my friend, are an intricate part of life, forever connected to everyone and everything around you. I am here to remind you that nothing happens by accidents or without a potential gift. A delayed train can lead to an unexpected encounter. A personal crisis can birth a healing opportunity. An individual's pain can unleash collective transformation, and all with perfect timing. So take another deep breath, step out of the way, and befriend patience. Your soul will thank you for it. These are the questions for contemplation. Where in your life and with whom are you feeling most impatient? If you fully trusted in life's perfect timing and that nothing happens accidentally, how might your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and relationships change? What might you do or not do differently? Remember the last time you experienced a sense of timelessness. Where were you? See if you can see if you can be more and hurry and worry less today. If you experience an uncomfortable feeling, tell yourself, I'm embracing this feeling for all of humanity. Love that one. And boy, do we need patience, right? Especially when we're in the holiday season, we have the moon in Aries pushing us to, you know, get things done. And the holiday season, of course, pushing us, stressing us out. In my own world, I'm feeling the stress too. So I know if I'm feeling it, everybody must be feeling it. So it's wonderful to hear a story of patience, even if it's not the best word that we think of in the English language. Okay, good morning. Ann Stevens, good morning. Marissa, good morning. Tara, good morning. Deborah Foster, good morning. Cousin Marissa, good morning. Tom, whoa, Tom, what are you doing up so early? Nice to see you. And Debbie, good to see you too. Kathy Miller, Marissa says, yep, nerves on edge and shallow breath. Jacqueline, good morning. I needed that good morning to everyone. Yeah, it's, you know, patience is one of those things. It's interesting to me the timing of the year that the gate five comes into play with the sun, in that it is, you know, the ramping up of the holiday seasons where we're all feeling a little bit like we're running short of time. And, you know, we're not only wrapping up gifts and getting ready for the holidays, but we're wrapping up literally the year. And for some of us in business, that means getting a bunch of paperwork together and a bunch of stuff ready for taxes, finishing our goals for the year, setting up the goals for the next year. And it just becomes this rush until you can almost start to feel breathless and not feel yourself really in the flow, but pushing your way to get things done. I took a picture of the card this morning, and I sent it to one of my daughters because I know that I'm feeling it because she's experiencing this impatience too. And you know, we're in fire season, right? Sagittarius, the sun in fire, the moon in fire. So right now we're really, you know, it's like we've lit the fuse and we're waiting for the explosion, right? And in the process, we're, you know, keeping ourselves uber busy and not really being in the flow of anything. So this is a chance for us to get in the flow. And okay, she's just telling me that I sent it to her, but she can't read it. So I'm going to have to send it to her again. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the stars today. Today, the moon is still in Aries. So we still have that fast moving, impatient, contrary at times, conflict, confrontational sort of energy, emotionally on edge, right? That's what I always think about with the moon in Aries, as it can be very easily triggered into an emotional upheaval or into an emotional reaction, right? So this is fire. This is creative. This is about our pursuing our passions decisively. So instead of using it as an energy that can create conflict or confrontation with others, turn it toward you and find a way to express yourself creatively by pursuing what you love, right? What are you passionate about? And the nice thing about the moon in Aries is it is decisive, right? And it can make that decision. If you want to make a decision, today and tomorrow are your days, because Sunday becomes a muddle. And so we have several hours now of decisiveness that we can get clarity around our desires. I was talking with a friend yesterday, and the one thing that she and I both came to a conclusion is that the hardest thing is for us to determine what we really want, to get clarity around what we really want. So here we are. This is a perfect time. Get clarity. What do you want? What are your desires? Where's your heart aligned? And instead, we are often caught up in what the outer world seems to dictate to us. So for example, we may feel like because of a financial situation or a career situation or a job situation, a relationship, that we're caught and that we don't have choices. But you always have a choice. And the choice begins when you get clarity. What do you really want? What are you in resonance with? And then align yourself in that direction. So I know that's so easy to say, and I say it to people a lot, but I also find myself struggling at times to get clear about what it is that I really desire. I remember, though, there are times in my life when what I desired was so strong and so powerful that I literally didn't stop until it was created or until it happened. You know, and it almost seems like it comes from the word, and the word shall set you free, right? So the word, the saying, this is my desire, I claim this, and then it shall happen. I've even done that for other people and had things happen for them. It's amazing how the words can be so powerful when we allow them to come and be clear about what direction we want to go. Today's Pleiadian energy is about being. It is 10 being. So 10, the universal number of manifestation, and being the Mayan symbol for Emish, the beginning, the cosmic crocodile or the cosmic alligator, or you could call it the cosmic dragon, the birther of worlds, the birther of potential. And so today is a day for something new, but as well, it is a day that may be an ending, clearing the way for a new beginning. So as I was, you know, working with this idea this morning, I kept thinking about the Ouroboros. And I hope you guys know what the Ouroboros is. It's a symbol of the serpent and the serpent swallowing his tail. And so it's the symbol of going round and round, right? That continuity is another word that I thought about in this. So this is a day when a beginning can come from an ending, or an ending leads to a new beginning. So you get this sense of the timing again, in that everything is happening in its right and perfect order and in its divine right timing. So today reminds us that this is the place of potential, a day when beginnings can lead to endings and when endings can lead to beginnings. Now, the 10, the manifesting energy, the universal energy. So no matter what life form you are, no matter what system you're in our universe, you are resonant with the energy 10, which is about how are we progressing along our paths? How are we progressing toward the creation of our intentions, maybe that we set with the new moon a week and 2 days ago, because we're coming up to the full moon next week? And what changes might we want to make? You know, what are the tweaks to that? And in a way, it gives us another opportunity to tune in and to see what's really right for us. I think our struggle most often is that what we think is right for us, but what we've gotten ourselves entangled in are two different things, right? There may be some areas of your life where you're strolling along and it's all in alignment. And then you look at this other part of your life and you're like, well, that's not working out that way. I've gotten myself, and it's usually one of two things, relationships or a job that you've gotten yourself into that may not completely resonate with you, that you would really love to change, but you feel caught up in the world's needs to earn a living and pay the bills, et cetera, et cetera. So it keeps you caught in a trap. So today we have the opportunity to really understand how to manifest our intentions, the intentions that we might have set with the number one at the beginning of the week, right? The beginning of the Pleiadian Earth Energy Week, which always begins in a one and always ends at a 13. And then that 13 is an ending leading to a beginning, and the one comes from the ending that is now a new beginning. So it's like all roads lead to intention and all roads from intention lead to beginning something or maybe completing something. So it seems to just go around and around. So what is it that you are manifesting? That's the question. And if you want to say, I'm not manifesting anything, you're completely wrong, because you're manifesting all the time, right? Even if you're manifesting being stuck or caught up in a trap, you're still manifesting that. And that outer world expression then is an inner world projection. That outer world manifestation is an inner world projection. So then it is, again, that, you know, two-way street. If you don't like what you see in the outer world, what's happening in your life, et cetera, then it's time to look within and see what's going on in here that's created that outside picture. You change it within here, and then the picture changes out there. And that's also requiring patience on our part. For one thing, we live in a denser reality that does not manifest intention directly in the moment, thankfully, right? Or all of those things that you think of in the moment because you're hot under the collar would come to pass, and then it would be a very much more chaotic world than it is right now. In fact, I'd say we'd probably, you know, explode from all of every, you know, 7 billion people's desires being manifested in the moment. Can you imagine that? Because frankly, we're not always thinking about all the good things we'd like to manifest, right? Somebody cuts you off in traffic and you go, oh, you know, what are you thinking about for that person? Anyway, I got to share another funny family story. You know how you can be on the roads and you can get, you know, you just, how many times, raise your hand, have you sat in traffic and seen somebody doing something and gone, where are the police when people are doing stuff like this, right? They pull me over when I'm, you know, when I even think about passing the speed limit. But when people are doing this kind of stuff, cutting you off and what have you, the police are nowhere to be found, right? So funny karma story. My daughter and her husband were on the road a couple of weeks back, and they were merging onto the freeway, and there were two lanes merging onto the freeway. So they were in the lane closest to the highway. So they were merging in, and this guy on the right side went to merge over too, but he slammed them in the side. Nobody was hurt in the accident. It was a very minor accident. But, you know, they wait, they pull over, they call the state patrol because it was a highway. And the guy's insistent that it was not his fault. So no issues or no citations were issued at that moment. And he said, I have dash cam footage that's going to show you that it wasn't my fault, that it was their fault. He sent it into the state patrol and they issued him a citation because the video showed that he was at fault. It was hysterical. My daughter was rolling. She was like, oh my God, this is so perfect, right? This is karma. Finally, somebody gets their comeuppance and I get to witness it because they we're actually the ones at fault. So anyway, karma comes to roost. She isn't always visible to us in terms of how that happens, but sometimes we get a good look at how karma happens. Let's see, questions over here. Debbie, good morning to you. Tom, years ago, my mom had a fridge magnet that said, God grant me patience yesterday. That's perfect. 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 Debbie says, I just wish I could find my Christmas stamps. Honey, I still have Halloween stamps in my desk from last year. So I don't know. If you get a Christmas card from me, which I really don't do Christmas cards very much, but if I give you one, it's probably going to have a Halloween stamp on it. So anyway, Kristen, good morning. Jennifer, Elizabeth, good morning to you as well. Glad to see you out there. Jacqueline Tyler says spiral. Yes, that's the nature of the universe. It is a spiral. So now that takes up Friday. Let's take a look at Saturday. Saturday, we entertain a very long void of course moon, which of course means that it's not a great time to really push anything. It's a great time to consider, to maybe meditate, to maybe do some journaling, yoga, relaxation, vacation. Of course, it's Saturday, right? We can all agree that that's a great day to just chillax and, you know, behave accordingly. The void of course moon on the West Coast begins at 7:02 a.m. and runs through 11:30 p.m. So literally the entire day. It's about a, 12, 15 hour, 16 hour void of course moon. For you on the East Coast, it will be from 10:02 a.m. until 2:30 a.m. the next morning. So yours kind of transits over to, you know, the next day. And when we wake up literally on the next morning, the moon will be in Taurus, and that sets us up for much more earthly, grounded sorts of energy. The void of course moon seems to be the fate lately, that we get left with the void of course moon in some kind of relationship, either with Jupiter or with Pluto. This weekend, it is with Pluto. We're left with a square to Pluto. And this is where we are going to come up with things like, are we pushing or are we waiting? Are we patient or are we impatient? Are we reacting or are we being strategic? And, you know, remember, Pluto's in Capricorn, Earth. The moon will be in Taurus, Earth. When we talk about Earth energy, it goes out into the world with a plan. So your lists of things to do, or your journal entries, or your goal setting has to be a little bit more strategic. So life takes on a bit of a more strategic energy that we're left with all through the day. So maybe it's a great time to sit down and make a list of all the things that you need to do for Christmas still, like ingredients you might need to buy for your Christmas cookies, shopping, you know, the people that you've already shopped for versus who still needs a gift, all of the things that you need to do. It might be a great day to strategize and how it is that you're going to get that accomplished so that you're not in reaction, which creates more stress. And yet you have a plan and you can go with the plan. But any plan, of course, has to be a little bit flexible, and you have to be able to move through any changes that might need to come up with that. Very early in the day, on Saturday, we have a moon squaring Saturn. And that takes us into a little bit of an emotional dip for the day. We're not left hanging with that one. We're left hanging with the Pluto one. But for some time during the day, we may feel our emotional low. We may feel a little melancholic, a little slow to get up. Those of you doing Christmas parties on Friday and Friday night might want to monitor your drinking so that you don't have a hangover on top of that on Saturday. It's comeuppance sort of energy, right? It's not that you've done something wrong or done something bad, but the energy itself lends us to the more quieter, emotionally low kinds of energies. That's temporary. It's only a little bit, few hours before the moon pushes on into a square with Pluto and we get restored. So take some time for yourself on Saturday. Be able to, you know, become more strategic, have a plan. And if you go through that emotional dip, just know that that's all a part of the creative processes that we're all going through. Tomorrow's Pleiadian Earth energy is 11 breathing. Breathing. Breathing is Ik in the Mayan calendar. It is the wind. It is the acknowledgement on our part and the acknowledgement of the universe of there are more than one perspectives, right? There are many perspectives. Let me reframe that. That this is the energy of wind, of air, of breath, and of life, and the natural rhythms that go with that, the in-breath followed by the out-breath, right? You can't have just one-way breathing. The breath in is always followed by the breath out, and lean times are always followed by prosperous times. It seems like there's this yin and this yang energy that we are working with in this world. So this is also energy that likes to change, that is mutable. It is about the movement of ideas, the movement of motivational type of energy, inspiration. So it is a day where we are seeking answers, perhaps. We're looking for understanding of a situation, of the whys, the hows, the whens, the can you prove it's, the spiritual concepts. We want that understanding, but we're also with the 11 energy, which is the energy of illumination, right? It's the energy of the light. Remember that song? I can't remember who sings it. Tom, you'll know. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Is that Johnny? I don't remember who sings that. But I rephrased that to I can see clearly now. The illusions are gone, right? This is a clearing up of the illusions so that we can see the truth, so that we can free ourselves of what no longer is serving us. That letting go, right? And then it gives us a moment to look at the pain when we resist the truth, when we resist that letting go, or we resist what the light is showing us. It's like the flashlight is showing you what's not working. Your emotions are showing you what's not working. Yet we refuse sometimes to make the changes that we need to make. So here we get to free ourselves of those chains that are binding us. Also, there's an opportunity to connect with others, to share our light and help having others that help you see the light within you, but also opportunities for you to help others see the light within them. But the idea here is to see the truth, to clear away those cobwebs and see the rightness of everything that's happening in the world, even if we don't like it. Even if it's been traumatic, even if it's drama, right? It has a has a purpose in our lives. And there we get the opportunity to sort of look at that. So like I was saying, Friday and Saturday are your days where you have more opportunity to see things a little clearer. And Sunday, that clarity sort of goes away as the moon in Taurus is meeting up with Jupiter in Capricorn. So we have this, you know, spinning our wheels kind of feeling, and what is changeable will show up in your world on Sunday because of the conjunction that the moon will make to Taurus. But the sun is in a trine or in a square, excuse me, to Neptune on Sunday. So here's where the waters get muddy. Things get murky. We don't see things clearly. Venus is also in a sextile to Neptune on Sunday. So we don't really have clarity in our relationships. We certainly don't have clarity around our ambitions, our goals, or our, even our truths on Sunday. So Sunday's a better day to do some spiritual study, right? Get out get a good book, you know, get going on something that is not making you make a big decision, right? Because Sunday's just not that day. On top of that, in the Pleiadian Earth energy on Sunday, we're in Akbal, or listening energy. Akbal in the Mayan calendar represented the dark or the void or the night. It was listening energy. It was a troubled world where secrets are being revealed. Now, are these secrets in the outer world that come to light, or are these things that are coming up from within us that we can see clearly, but deep listening is called for? And when you have this kind of combination of energies in one given day, it isn't going to be a day really to go around rushing. That's if you're going to make a list and go Christmas shopping, do it Saturday so that on Sunday you can just follow the plan, follow the list, and not have to try to create something, because this is a day for more silent energy, to gain a spiritual perspective, to integrate everything that you've learned, everything you've been through, to hear or sense what comes next, but not to take action on what comes next. So we're seeking wisdom on Sunday. Sunday's a great day for seeking wisdom from the heart, tuning in from this deeper space within, not from the mind that just chatters, and, you know, tells us lies and stories and, you know, reminds us of how bad we are or not good we are or how we don't deserve things. Sunday, tune into the heart, right? Get to the heart by deep listening, by the universal energy that day. We're in understanding. So it's interesting because Saturday's earth energy is literally about understanding, right? And then we have Sunday's universal energy of understanding. So we're seeking understanding. We're listening to new ideas or new concepts, seeing ourselves in a new way, right? That's the other high side here, is that we get this opportunity to see ourselves in a new light. We take Saturday's illumination energy and we shine it into the dark so that we can see more clearly who we are, what we're here to do, what our goals might be. But it may not be a great day to take action or be decisive. That decisive energy is more today and Saturday, while Sunday is more contemplative, more inner based. So I see a bunch of hearts coming up. That means you guys must like that energy. Hello, Londa. Colleen says, Saturday is ruled by Saturn. So is a void of course moon less well effective? It is more effective at the at the more internal processes that go on when we're making a decision. So the moon will still be in Aries for the whole of the day until, you know, later in, I think the moon doesn't change until 11:30 p.m., did I say? Yeah, 11:30 p.m., the moon will move into Taurus. So here on the West Coast, so that's 2:30 a.m. So for you guys, all of Saturday on the East Coast is still with the moon in Aries. And same pretty much for us, 11:30, you know, I'm already in bed. so we still have really good energy for taking action. But Saturday may be the more strategic of the days, right? Where it's, if you want to, so maybe on Friday, today, you've maybe landed on a desire and you know you've got some clarity around what you want to do. So then Saturday becomes the more strategic day. Okay, now I know what I want to do or who I want to be. So how do I get there? And I begin the plan, right? And I can do that in many different ways. And then Sunday might be the pause before you take action again. You know, we'll have an action week next week. Mercury, by the way, finally clears the retrograde zone over the weekend and moves into Sagittarius on Monday. So Mercury, our messenger planet, moves out of that deep, icky water Scorpio energy that it's been in for weeks, months, 2 months now, and we'll finally move into Sagittarius, giving us some fire energy of creativity and passion next week. So things are changing, but Sunday is just that day. It's more contemplative, Saturday more strategic. Today's the day to get clarity around what the bleep you want to be and what you want to do. I hope that clears that up. Johnny Nash, that's right, Tom. Thank you, Johnny Nash. What do I win? My thanks and gratitude. So there we go. That's it for questions. So what I wanted to do now is turn and do some readings. I feel like the last couple of times we tried to do readings, we got rushed. So if you would like me to pull a card, I have my two decks, the Wisdom of the Oracle, which is upside down, the Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron Reed, and my Spirit Animal deck by Colette Baron Reed as well, not upside down. So who would like a reading? Start typing in your I want one. And if you have a preference for which deck you would like, tell me that as well, because otherwise I'll just choose, which is fine. But I feel like you should be more decisive today maybe and choose. All right, the cards are out. And let's see, Marissa says, card please, Woto. Okay, so I'm going to start writing names down here for a second so I get that. Marissa, Debbie TT, and Colleen. Okay, perfect. And let's see who else is behind there. Tom, Anne wants animals. Oops. Animals. Tom, did you want to, Woto? Okay. Got it. And Mimi, card for the animals. And Kristen and Laura. Ooh, good. So we do have quite a few people. Kristen, Woto, and Laura, Woto. Okay, and Tara. And there was someone after that. Jacqueline. Everybody. So everybody wants one today. And Jacqueline, I think I just got out of order here. So I'm just going to keep that screen up. Let's go ahead and start this. So Marissa would like a Wisdom of the Oracle card. So let me just get clear here for a moment, and let's do this. And remember, if you're out there listening, a lot of you are listening to me on podcast via Blog Talk, and or Blog Talk takes my podcast and puts it out to all the podcast places. And if you would like a card reading, you know, you could try emailing me at janet@living-astrology.com for a card reading. But you also just know that whenever we're doing card readings, they're really meant for everybody. It's a gift everybody's getting in the moment. And okay, Marissa, you have a story. We have three cards here for you, and they're all right side up. And oh my gosh, we have never had this card. This is so funny because I can tell you, I don't remember ever seeing this card. Why? The card is why. Card number 31, which is a four. Why? And never-ending story, card number 37, also right side up, never-ending story. I have seen this one before. And the most wonderful ending of this story for you is blessings. Blessings, card number 22, a master number and evoking blessings. So let's take a look at this story, shall we? And it starts out with asking the question, why? Why ask why? By the way, the question why comes from the head center in your human design. It is the middle gate. It is the gate right now that Pluto is at. It is the gate that Saturn and Pluto will be conjunct at in January. And Jupiter will pass through this gate. I mean, literally, all the planets are going to pass through this gate here very shortly. And the lowest expression in that gate is psychosis. Right? Psychosis, where we get on the question why, and we keep going round and round and round. There's never really an answer. So 31, why says the essential meanings, motives driving intention, the power of knowing the why. The oracle's message says there is great power in understanding your motives right now. The oracle asks you to be very clear about why you're asking this question, looking for this answer, behaving in this way, and most important, making this choice. Knowing your why is the key to fulfillment. When you are clear about it, your intention will then be a magnet for miracles. Motives define the nature of your experience. When you think about something, feel it, and then act on it. This invisible why is the life force energy within the seed, which brings it to life and holds the potential for growth. So why leads to the never-ending story of number 37, which is a 10, which is a 1, a higher order 1. The never-ending story's essential meaning is self-criticism, the wounded ego, and unnecessary dramas. And it says, there is a story woven through the imperfect fabric of life that tells of hurt and loss, rejection and humiliation, self-loathing and arrogance, and all manner of suffering born of unnecessary dramas. It is the old story whose refrain is that you cannot do this, must not go there, should not say that, lest your world come crumbling down. Today, know that none of this is actually true. The sky is not falling. The voice you hear is just a small, scared, conditioned part of you that got stuck in a lie, wants to protect you, and needs to be seen as a victim. Love that lost piece of you. Fear is all it knows. Distorted guidance is preventing you from being true to yourself. You are not your story. And the narrator is simply the voice of your fearful part, small and vulnerable and easily soothed. Woohoo! So, the final card, Marissa, was 22, blessed. So, to me, this has a happy ending. And it's also right side up. The essential meaning of blessed is that something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected, a grace that is unseen or an unforeseen gift from spirit. The Oracle's message says there are moments in life when out of the blue, it seems that everything has been orchestrated by divine intervention. You feel blessed in ways that are difficult to express. It's as if the Red Sea parts in front of you and events come together to banish your troubles easily and naturally. You know deep down you did not deserve any of it, and yet here you are. This is one of those times. Let awe and gratitude for all your blessings guide you now. I think it's a lovely story. Why? Find your why. Quit the never-ending story and be blessed. That's a very short version of that. Okay, Marissa, I hope that makes sense for you. Okay, good, 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 good. All right, now, who was next? Debbie. And Debbie, you didn't specify a deck, but I'm going to pull a Woto for you as well, since Woto appears to be on a roll. I can't believe, Marissa, that we have never had that card. Why? I mean, I don't remember it anyway. And I usually remember all those kind of details. Oh, Debbie, this really wants to get mixed up. Something special must be coming out for you. And it is no place like home. I think you've had this card before, Debbie. Card number 50. No place like home. I love it. And that is a 5, which usually speaks to change. I'll be interested to see what this means. It was right side up. The essential meaning is authenticity, coming home to yourself, feeling at home, arriving at a place where you just fit, being comfortable in your own skin. And the Oracle's message says, home feels safe and secure. It's a comfortable place to rest and create, a place that is known and you can call yours. This card signals that your ability to trust yourself and feel at home in your own skin is beginning to solidify as you claim your dignity and integrity, aspects of yourself no one can take away from you. You know who you are. You hold your head high, yet with neither pride nor humility. Instead, you stand as the observer, seeing through the eyes of your soul. This puts you in a position of power and strength. Authenticity is your home. You are safe here in the house of your spirit and, capital S, spirit. That's a great card. Good for all of us. And after Debbie, I should cross these off. Debbie, I have Colleen. And Colleen, card please, any deck. I'm going to pull from Woto. Just seems to be the appropriate deck for the moment. And Colleen, this is for you. Colleen McSpirit, by the way, just in case the other Colleen's out there. I didn't see. There's two of you, two Colleens. Ooh, Colleen. Not for you. Upside down. In protection, it's card number, jumping cards, it's card number 6. And usually, you see the fortune cookie right there on the table in the middle of it? It's like on a chessboard. It's kind of an interesting card. What's in that picture frame? The picture frame is like a window with the face of spirit in it. I don't know if my camera is good enough for you guys to see that, but it's an interesting card and it was in protection. Card number 6, I wonder if you're contemplating making some kind of move or taking on some kind of project. And the card says, not for you. In the essential meaning says, a clear knowing that something is being denied you. Rejection is God's protection. And in protection, it says, don't chase after what flees from you. Don't obsess over what eludes you. Don't bang your head against the wall. There is nothing romantic about what is unavailable. No prize given for torturing yourself, and nothing to be gained by refusing to see the red flags that have been waving since you began pursuit. Now is the time to walk away. There are other goals, other loves, other games, other successes waiting for you. The way out of obsessing is radical acceptance and surrender. Spirit wants only the best for you. This is a sign that you have something much better waiting for you. So trust. Trust. Woohoo. Colleen, that was for you. Tom has the Wisdom of the Oracle deck. And I'm just checking to make sure I have everybody on this list. Marissa says, a little emotional as usual, spot on. You're very welcome, sweetie. And Debbie says it's one of her favorite cards. You're welcome, Debbie. And Asa, okay, I'll add you to my list. I am going back. And you too, Marzana, and Amy Moore. So I've got you. I'll get you guys on my list. After Amy is Marzana. Marzana, you are new, I think. And welcome to you. And Asa. Okay. So Tom, this is for you. And I'm using the Wisdom of the Oracle for you. And Lord Almighty, this is a jumping. I have a trio. I have a story for you. Wow. This one stuck in my hand as the third one. The first card came out as Chaos and Conflict, card number 33, in protection. So it's upside down. So the beginning of the story comes out of what? Conflict and chaos. And then moves to soulmates. Wow, card 48. Nope, card 41, which is a 5. And the final card is Go the Distance, the cheetah upside down. That is card number 47. So you're 33, 41, and 47. And that one was also in protection. So let's read your story here. So Chaos and Conflict starts the story, Tom. Chaos and Conflict is card number 33, which is the number of the Christ energy. And let's see, 33 says, the essential meaning is disarray, being at cross purposes with another, the tension of opposites, the value of chaos before order. And the protection message says, This is an advantageous moment to restore order and recognize the opportunity for negotiation. Even in the seeming chaos, there is a kind of divine order, a complete resorting of the elements. This is powerful. If your intention is to find the best solution for the highest good of all, there is positive news. The timing is perfect. Things are already stirred up, so don't be afraid to jump into the mix. You'll discover everything you need to know about how this situation affects you long term. Be present in the eye of the chaos. This moment is valuable. Don't waste it. And this card, this makes me think that this is somewhat in a relationship for you, or some kind of relationship. In the center of the chaos, between chaos and Go the Distance, is soulmates. So let's look at soulmates card. Card 41, which is a 5. Usually that's about change. And the soulmate's essential meaning is harmonious partnerships, love, friendship, companionship, a relationship fostering personal growth. And it says, you are meant to evolve and transform with the companionship of others. Certain people enter into your life in order to take you to the next level of healing, consciousness, and authenticity. It is always a reciprocal experience, although the results for each of you will vary. You know these people by the strong pull drawing you toward them, and sometimes by a strong aversion to them initially too. Soulmates can be friends for life or remain in your life for only a short time. No matter what, you will be changed in ways you can't possibly fathom right now. Pay attention to these people today. They are your greatest gift. And then the cheetah, 47, in protection. It's the card called Go the Distance, and it means endurance, strength, and the long haul. And in protection, it says, do you feel as if you've been wandering in the desert now for ages and ages and nothing is happening? When you conjure up the image of a desert, you picture parched lips, sunburned skin, and mirages, but there is more to it than that. Amid the hot sands are creatures with resilient spirits, tough skins, and the willingness to burrow deep underground for water so that they may thrive. This is a time of developing survival skills and resilience. You are learning how to conserve your strength, and in this temporary time of austerity, it's wise to be selective about where you expend your energy. Listen to the call of your soul because it will never lead you astray. This is an important time for letting go of what's not important. So that seems to address several areas of life, it seems, Tom. But great messages, I do believe. Anne Stevens would like an animal. Is it Anne Stevens? Oh, I hope so, because otherwise I just said the wrong name. I do believe it was, though. Yeah, good. All right, Anne, so let's take a look for you at the animal cards. And I cannot believe that just happened. The whole deck went flying. These are still slickery. So, okay, Anne, here's going to be an animal card for you. And Anne. And dove spirit, which says be peace, but it was upside down, so protection. Card number 21. Let's take a look at the dove. Isn't she beautiful? It says be peace. Card 21, which is a 3. So let's see, it was upside down. So we'll look at the protection message. 21. Okay. However disturbed the waters around you, however troubled your heart, Dove Spirit is there to remind you that peace without begins within as you reconnect with spirit through practices that awaken you from spiritual amnesia. Your true nature is as peaceful as is as a peaceful child of spirit, but how easily you forget. You're being invited to sit in the cozy, safe nest of spirit. Soon the waters will become still and you will feel peace again. Be compassionate with yourself at this time, for all of us can forget that peace is always at hand, always there, gifted to us by spirit. Become the peace you wish to see in the world so you can reduce any suffering, performing acts of kindness and radiating love. Dove Spirit also reminds you that when you see inequity or someone harmed or in need, trust that you have the capacity to bring peace through smiling, sending love, speaking a kind word, and listening with a compassionate heart. Do your part to be a peacemaker, nourishing compassion, reminding others of the joy of harmonious coexistence, so that they may embrace the Dove Spirit within themselves. Love that. That is a really cool card. Dove. Dove, dove, dove. Mimi also wants an animal card. You are next, Mimi. So let's take a look and see what animal comes up for you. Mm-hmm. Animal cards. These are beautiful cards, but they're more slippery than the other one. Maybe because we use the other one more. Mimi. I think you're going to like this card. It's also in protection, upside down, and it is koala spirit. Koala spirit says, spirit has a plan. Look at that. Isn't she beautiful? I love that card. I don't think we've pulled this one or read this one either. It's card number 35, which is an 8. And let's see what it has as a meaning. Card 35. Okay. And in protection, remember. So it's, are you feeling uneasy and mistrustful of the world? Have you been hiding in a safe spot, afraid to venture out because you're convinced that life and other people will disappoint you? Koala Spirit has appeared to let you know that your faith is misplaced. The present safety you seek is already passing away because all things are temporary and outer conditions are always changing. Find your safety by placing your faith and trust in Spirit, who will grow the abundance that is already yours. Perhaps you are acting slowly and overly cautiously because you lack faith that there is more for you out there than what you know. You may have boxed yourself into a safe place that has nothing else to give you and become so familiar with it that you have forgotten to explore. Are you feeling pessimistic and convinced there is nothing more out there for you? Koala Spirit reminds you that self-care is meant to replenish you so that you can venture out again in faith, trusting that there is no limit to the joy that Spirit wants you to experience. Be good to yourself and reconnect with Spirit to reclaim your faith in things yet unseen. Wow, that's a pretty deep message, actually. That's probably a good one for all of us. Okay. After Mimi was Kristen, and Kristen wants a Woto. And oh, don't you go anywhere, Koala. Kristen, this one is for you in Wisdom of the Oracle. And wow, these wanna mix up. Kristen has a very pink card. Card number 27, Exchanging Gifts. Exchanging Gifts, card 27. And it was right side up. All right, so number 27, which would be a 9. And, whoops, that is 37, not 27. There we go. Okay, so the essential meaning of the card for you, Kristen, is the law of giving and receiving. Currency, trade-offs, weighing costs, and determining value. And the Oracle's message says you're entering into a productive and enriching time when all manner of opportunities are being offered to you. You have everything you need to seize them, yet in order to honor them, you must put in the time, exchange your experience and skills, and commit heart and soul to what you're choosing to pursue. You can do it. You have what it takes to be successful if you align with the law of giving and receiving. You must engage in a dance of give and take, push and pull, doing and being. If you let fear guide your choices, you could deplete yourself or create an imbalance. This is not a time of just do, do, do. Use your currency wisely and be mindful of the value that others bring to your life. That's a great reminder for all of us as well. Okay, so Kristen, Laura, you are next. And Laura was also a Wisdom of the Oracle. And let me move this down. Yeah, it is the first time seeing that card. All right, now this is for Laura Hammer. Laura, you know, I'm feeling kind of like I need more than just the one from this deck, Laura, which is also No Place Like Home, right? Debbie's card, but in reverse. So I'm feeling like I need to go get you an animal card as well. So I know that's not what you requested, but that's just kind of what I'm feeling called to do. So let's just do that. So you have another card coming up with maybe a deeper level of the message. And it is Parrot Spirit. Watch your words. Parrot Spirit. So that's card 45. And then No Place Like Home, upside down or in protection, is card number 50. So you have a 5 and a 9. So I feel like this is going to be a great message for you. 50. No Place Like Home. Just to remind you of the essential meaning of the card, authenticity, coming home to yourself, feeling at home, arriving at a place where you just fit, and being comfortable in your own skin. However, this is the protection message, and it says there are times when what is familiar and known is not the best choice. Human beings are memory-driven creatures, and we all look for certainty for what we know, even if the qualities we seek in other people and in external conditions are expressed in unhealthy ways. Avoid being too eager to find home. Choose something unfamiliar and trust that there you will find a new normal that supports your spirit. Remember, if you do what you did, you'll get what you got. Do the opposite of what feels right, even if it's uncomfortable, because what feels right is really what feels familiar, and you will attract and be drawn to the very things you don't want anymore. This time will not be different unless you do something different. Yeah! Okay, well, let's see what the parrot wants to say, since he's all about the words, right? Parrot spirit. It's a beautiful card. Watch your words. So, 45. He was right side up. What are you saying to yourself, Laura? What message are you repeating? Is it something that makes you feel good about yourself and reminds you of your strengths and potential? Parrots mimic the sounds around them, and when parrot spirit appears, it is time to be more mindful of your self-talk and its qualities. What do you say to others? Are you repeating what you truly believe? Remembering to speak with light and love can become a habit. Be generous with compliments and thanks, affirming all that is good so that your loving, healing words will be heard throughout the jungle, cutting through the noise and inspiring others. Listen for the words that remind you of all the strength, abundance, and joy in your life and in the world around you, and then repeat them, affirming what is real, true, and nurturing to the soul. The universe will reflect back to you the story you tell. Words matter, so choose ones that lift you up and inspire others to remember that beauty surrounds us. That goes along with the energies for the weekend in quite the profound way, if you ask me. Okay, so, oops, did I just, yep. After Laura, Jacqueline, and Jacqueline, I need to find you in here to see what card deck you wanted. A spirit animal. Okay, you got it, girl. And let's do that. This is for Jacqueline. And then we'll be Tara, Amy, Marzina, and Asa. And hopefully that means I caught everybody. Laura, I know you wanted Woto, but you got both. Sometimes. I really like the parrot's message to you, too. And Jacqueline, this is wanting to be really mixed up. And I came up with whale spirit, upside down whale spirit. And right side up, whale spirit says, trust the great mystery. And it is card number 65, which is an 11. So we have illumination in the whale spirit. Let's see what that means. But remember, it was in protection. And Sixty-five, way at the end of the deck. Okay, the Oracle's message for you, Jacqueline, says, certainty is not offered to you right now. You are being asked to trust the process of co-creation. Whale spirit reminds you that your primary reality is not that of the material world, but that of the realm of spirit, from which the essence of your dreams and desires take shape before arriving as a specific form. You must trust absolutely that what will come will be for the higher good. Stay in your present moment awareness and allow the hidden realms to hold your intentions safely until it is time for them to manifest in their realm of form. Let go, for you will not be left behind. Some things take longer than others to arrive. Wow, that's a good card. I love whale anyway. And that's a great message for all of us, even. Okay, Tara. And let's see, Tara Woto. Gotcha. Okay, what did I do? There they are. Tara 22. Woto, wisdom of the oracle. Tara gets chop wood 42 upside down in protection. So chop wood. And if you put it right side up, that's what it looks like, the broom. And it's interesting because spirit, all these cards, by the way, all of the wisdom of the oracle cards have spirit's face somewhere in the card. And I don't know if you could see it, but spirit's face is in the broom, in the bristles of the broom. Kind of fun. Okay. And that would be a six, by the way. 42 is a six. So 42, and it was in protection because it was upside down. So we have chop wood, which says being grounded in everyday experience and humility. And the protection message says, are you an armchair astronaut? Do you dream of wealth and fame, big ideas, inventions, or desires with a capital D? The appearance of this card is a sign that you might be devoting far too much time to dreaming and talking about your dreams. You have to get out of the chair to make things happen. You actually have to do something. Start with a small task. Remember, the big dreams become reality only after you have begun to take incremental steps. Mythologist Joseph Campbell once said, take one step towards the gods and they will take 10 steps towards you. Do something. One thing, just one thing. Chop wood. That's not a very sexy card, I'm sure, but Amy, it makes sense to me, right? I mean, Tara. No. Tara. All right, now this one. Amy, what did you want? Woto. All right. Amy, Woto. Here we go. Oh. All that glitters dropped out of the deck for you, Amy, and that's card 16, which is a 7. All that glitters. All that glitters. That's a pretty bright picture, and it landed upright. And let's see, 16. And it says, the essential meaning of the card is a need to see beyond the superficial, the desire to don a mask or dress something up to disguise its true nature, trying to be something you're not, chasing after every sparkly new thing, being mercurial. And the message says, it's only human to want to adorn oneself in trinkets and paint a pretty picture of oneself. It's natural to want to acquire the trappings of status or to deny them as a statement of rebellion. But if it sparkles, is it better? Whether it's a fast car, a big house, a title or position, the stamp of authority or the sparkling of diamonds, these icons let you know something about a person, place, or thing. Or do they? The truth is that people seek to acquire things because of what they will do for them and how they symbolically will elevate them and make them more attractive. This card signals that it's time to see beyond the adornments and probe underneath the surface. Learn to recognize the masks people wear and the motives underlying them. Imagine that all the glitter is gone. Would you still desire the object or person? Great questions. Great questions. So all that glitters, number 16. Okay. And Marzina would like an animal card. And I hope I'm saying your name wrong. Right, I mean. I hope I'm not saying your name wrong, but I hope I'm saying it right, Marzina. And I'm not even going to try your last name. Oberk Hobzda. Sounds maybe Middle European. Mm-hmm. Animal card. Here, this is for you, Marzina. Wow. Okay, so grasshopper spirit. Take a leap of faith. This is card number 30, which is a 3, which is a creator number, creative number. So grasshopper spirit, take a leap of faith. And card number 30. And it was right side up, by the way. So grasshopper spirit says, right now you are poised to jump into the next level of your life and move forward into something even better than you could have ever imagined. When grasshopper spirit appears, it is a fortuitous time to take a leap into the unknown, for grasshopper spirit represents the innovative spirit that says, why not? And has faith in the powers of co-creation. You are being called to trust that this is the right time to go with that idea, relationship, or situation. Take risks, for abundance in all form will show up for you. Wondrous things await when grasshopper spirit appears. You are not going to go backward, so listen to your intuition rather than your fearful ego that resists any change and clings worriedly to what was. Luck is on your side. Jump up and forward with confidence, for spirit has so much in store for you if you only take that leap. Wow. Marzina, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're up against, but it sounds like it's time for you to make a move, to do something. Um, Okay, good. And Asa, I didn't see what card you wanted, sweetie. Helen Harris, good morning. And Laura, you're welcome. Jacqueline, you're welcome too. Amy, wow, that was a message I needed today. I love it when that happens. And Tara says, thank you so very true and funny as spent a couple of hours today redesigning a dream, going to spend the weekend chopping wood. Thank you for the life nudge. I love it. I love it how the cards do that. Asa, darling, I still don't see animal. Gotcha. Oops, don't want to do that. So Asa, an animal card for you. And I feel myself sometimes getting all worked up. I feel really weird, odd today. I don't know if anybody else is feeling that, but like every once in a while, I suddenly feel like the world shifted, like dizzy, but not really dizzy. And I don't know what that means, but sweetie, you have a story here in the animals. So let's reveal the story as three of them dropped right on top. The series is Starfish Spirit. So I'm going to show the card upright, but it was upside down. Starfish Spirit says open to infinite possibility, card number 59, which is a five. So change. But that was in protection. And I haven't seen the others. Let's see. This is Squirrel Spirit. Believe in yourself. Number 57, the year you were born, I believe. And Squirrel Spirit says, believe in yourself. And that was right side up. Or no, the year you were born, the gate that the sun sits at for you. And the third is Rhino Spirit, which says overcome any obstacle, card number 50, and it was upside down. But look at Rhino. I'm sure we've gotten that one before either. But Rhino is beautiful. Okay, so let's read your animal story here. The first open to infinite possibility, and it was in protection. So let's take a look here. 59. Oh, it's not that far back. Okay, so Starfish Spirit says, when cynicism says no, Starfish Spirit says yes 1,000 times over. Are you willing to entertain new possibilities? Are you limiting your goals in order to be realistic and cutting yourself off from the power of dream? Let go of your rigid beliefs about what is possible for you and let Starfish Spirit inspire you to open your heart and your eyes to what spirit has available for you. Now is the time to stretch beyond the familiar and unfurl yourself, for you are meant for more than you are imagining for yourself. Spirit, the best for you and will support you achieving whatever intention you hold dear. Awesome. And then you get to Squirrel. Squirrel says, believe in yourself. And it says, you have accumulated wisdom and experience and are surrounded by all you need. An abundance of resources is available to you through the generosity of spirit and all your hard work. Squirrel spirit shows you need reminding that the acorns you have gathered and stowed away have enormous potential to grow. So into knowing there is always enough and you have what it takes to co-create the reality you want to experience. Through diligent preparation, you have gained wisdom and strength. How much potential you have. Even yourself, for spirit believes in you and wants you to know you have enough and are enough. Doesn't that truth make you feel safe and secure? It's sure you have everything you need right now. Open to infinite possibility, believe in yourself, and now overcome obstacles. Rhino spirit, her and her horn, just pushing right on through, but in protection. So we got to go back to card 50. And Rhino here says the appearance of an obstacle in front of you offers you a choice. Barrel into it and bang your head, or find your easiest way around and don't fight it. Are you exhausted by your efforts to break through an obstacle? Are you stubbornly insisting that there is only one way to remove it from your path? Rhino Spirit is here to tell you that sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes it is not, and sometimes it is no, not the way you think it should be. Open to disabilities. Oh, wow. We've heard that before, right? Open to open possibilities, and you will find other options begin to appear. Not every cause is worth engaging in, and not every obstacle is worth resisting head on. Don't waste energy banging your head against, because that's the definition of insanity and psychosis. All right. I'd say that's a pretty good message, all in all, for you there, my dear Asa. Okay. I think I got everybody. And let's just see. Colleen, thank you. And also, thank you for explaining Saturn and the void of moon. Putting energies together is something I'm still working on. Yeah, I gotcha. Tom says, or more letting go, LMAO. Thanks. Cheetah is the fastest land and of this more conservatism too. Love and gratitude. You have it. And Mimi, yeah, that was the first time we saw that card, I think, too. Good message. Venture out of the cave. Love it, love it. Anybody else? Great. Marzina says, thanks. What a wonderful wisdom. By the way, your pronunciation of my name is perfect. Love it. Thank you. All right. That is it for me today. Oh, goodness, I can't believe that was 45 minutes of doing readings. My goodness. Okay. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be prepared for next week's craziness with Mercury into Sagittarius, a full moon, and what else might we expect? Who knows, right? We'll find out. I will see you back here on Monday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific. Don't forget, go get your ticket to the Astrology of 2020 webinar. It is sitting there on the Living Astro page. All right, guys, take care. Love you all. Bye.